The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com and now on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Thanks to our sponsors for our show today. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And we're going to talk all about Raycom today, the Raycom radios. But today, we have an amazing guest with you. John, can I call you Captain John? Thanks for being on The Boating Hour.
Absolutely. You certainly could call me Captain John. And, you know, being on the Captain Rick show means I have really excelled in my career. You know, everything else is now going to be downhill. This is great.
Yeah, second. You know, it is kind of amazing because you're kind of you've done a lot. I mean, you're a PRO for race committees. We had fun together at the Super Bowl regatta. So that's something that you really got to understand, boating and racing and what the rules are, that, you know, being a PRO and running a race. So that, how did you like that, by the way? That was fun. What, we had 80 plus boats out there?
You know, we had quite a number of participants, and, you know, I do mostly adult racing, so this is the first time I've ever worked with kids, and I wasn't too sure how this was going to go. Believe me, my stomach was full of butterflies in the morning. I'm going, oh, I'm going to listen to these crazy kids screaming the whole bit. It wasn't. Probably the most highlight of my career. I mean, I actually enjoyed it. This is the best time of my entire life.
Really?
The kids were polite, wonderful. The parents were fantastic. But the kids had a great time, and it went really, really well. It went very, very smoothly, and nothing but good things from it after I ran it. And, of course, put some pictures up on my Facebook page and the whole routine.
Excellent.
So all good.
Yeah, I have photos up on as well. You know, I was out there taking pictures and trying to help a race committee, and they were inside and outside the harbor. You know, I had Steve Potter on. Steve Potter is really a phenomenal guy. I remember a decade ago when there were just a handful of boats, just a couple of kids. You know, it evolved, something he told me. This evolved out of there was a Lido championship with a half a dozen boats. They were trying to promote the Lido fleet. At the other club, the South Coast Corinthian Yacht Club. You know, that club was founded by Will Rogers and Wiley Post at the Santa Monica Pier at the turn of the century.
Wow, yeah. I did not know that. And, you know, it's funny because the South Corinthians are keeping the Thursday night races going. So we had a wonderful match race between Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club and South Corinthian. And it was an open 570s. Which were just an amazing sailboats. I mean, the neat little race boats. And it was a nice little race between them. And so that seems to be growing. We hopefully get some Lidos in there, maybe some C-15s. I'm crossing my fingers. We'll see what happens.
Well, it's you know, that's Jerome Samsaru. I should get him on the show. I don't know what he calls his company. And he's an amazing racer and a rigger as well. And he was the one that brought the 570s. He was their rep, sold the boats, and he was out of South Coast Corinthian for a long time. So the open 570s is really, for experienced racers. You know, it's a wonderful boat. But that was exciting. I enjoy – I'm part of the both clubs. And at the Santa Monica mm-hmm. Windjammers, I really try to support, you know, the club and the youth program. Because, like I said, a decade ago, that was a dozen boats, half a dozen to a dozen boats, maybe a dozen or two kids. Now, I'm not sure what the number was, but it was 80-something boats this year, 100-plus people.
That's correct.
All the parents, and I had a really good time, and, that's exciting. Well, let's talk about the McGregor fleet, the Tuesday nights that you do. That's kind of – that was a sleeper. A lot of people didn't know about it. And I think back in the day, you guys would meet at the Shack in Play Del Rey, and now you're meeting at the Windjammers Yacht Club, right?
That's absolutely correct. It was this club almost died, and it was right after COVID, and the principal officers were gone, and everybody was concerned if this was going to continue. And I went ahead. I went out there. I took control of the club. I brought it back to life. We now have a website. Now we have a Facebook page. We're on a YouTube channel. And we're under the flag of Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club. They're hosting us this year. This has turned out to be really phenomenal. I didn't think this was going to grow as quickly as it is. And we have basically three classes. We have performance class. We have a cruising class for boats that are rigged for kind of like performance class, and then we have regular boats, which are just regular cruisers. What I like about this club is the fact that you don't need a fancy race boat to come out here to compete. You just get, if you've got a day sailor, come on out. You learn some sailing techniques, plus you meet a bunch of neat little people. And it's a great time. The history, it goes back. Let's face it, this club's been around since 1970, and it was actually started by a person that had a dealership for Venture and McGregor boats. And they used this little Tuesday night get-together as a vehicle for people to come down to purchase their vessels. And it worked out very, very well. And it was just a, sort of a leisurely get-together. We had he had a little dock party, and it just stayed that way until about 1980, until the dealership went out, and this guy, Vic Smith, came in, and he kept it going up until his death.
Really? That's very interesting. I know what the McGregors are. They're a very interesting boat. You can sail, you can water ski, it's a trailerable boat. I'm not sure if it flies or not, but it's a all-around boat, entry level for a lot of people. I'm very familiar with it, and I know the people that have it, they love it. What's a Venture? I'm not even sure I know what a Venture boat is.
Well, the Ventures were sort of like a racing boat. I haven't seen one around in a long time, but they were a little bit more sleek. I would say it kind of reminded me of a Merit 25, any sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it sort of had that kind of a look to it. I haven't seen a Venture boat around in decades. I don't know if they're even around. I think they're like the old Thunderbird race boats back in the plywood over fiberglass or fiberglass over plywood boats. You just don't see them anymore, but they were remarkably fast boats in the day.
Wow. Well, I know Marina Del Rey, with all the development and how they have gentrified Marina Del Rey, it's a whole different marina. Not as many small slips. The clubs are healthy, though. The clubs are doing very well. A lot of the clubs have shown increase in membership. It's one of the only things people could do is go camping and go sailing. We were locked down for three and a half years. The boat shows. Actually, speaking about boat shows, this weekend, as we're speaking, and tomorrow will be Sunday, the Pomona Boat Show, the Bart Hall All Boat Show in Pomona, the Pomona Fairplex, that's going on for the rest of this afternoon and then all day Sunday. So it's pretty exciting, the Bart Hall shows. And he had a San Diego show this month. And then, of course, in January, he had the Long Beach show, which was really phenomenal. So a lot of people were there. So that boat show, we had just dozens of manufacturers, dozens of boat builders. There were so many, Costa Mesa, Newport, and most of them are gone. Are there any boats? Are anybody making boats here at all in Southern California?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think so. I mean, Catalina was the last one that was out here that I remember, and they're now in Florida. I don't know if anybody is an actual boat builder here. Most of them are on the Eastern Seaboard. Now, I could be totally wrong. I'm sure the phone's going to light up at some point,
right,
from a caller calling. No, you're wrong. There's a company called Rosamita Boat Works up in Alameda that still makes hulls. I don't know even if they're around the whole bit, but that, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. I really don't
know.
Well, I know
the Ranger yachts, the Santanas and Cal and all these people, Catalina, of course, and Shock. I know that Shock, the family sold, and I think they're advising they're staying on, and they're out of Newport. So Shock had a whole group of boats. They're still around, but they're not building the boats here. So, yeah, a whole different ball game with what's going on with boats. The marina has changed since in the last couple of decades. You see a lot of bigger boats. You do see fishing boats, although we don't have a commercial harbor like King Harbor or San Pedro, or you start going down to Orange County or San Diego. But you got a lot of really nice boats. People are going Catalina, Channel Islands, and a lot of fishing boats. I see a lot. But still a lot of sailors. So there's still a lot of regattas.
Yes, there is. And, you know, the thing is, it goes through waves. And my big concern was because of the rising cost of boat slips and because of rising cost of being out here, you know, sadly, the boat is the first thing that's going to go when, you know, someone's got it, you know, it comes down to the mortgage all 9 years, and I totally get it. But, you know, it's funny with events, with the Tuesday night races, I've seen the fleet actually starting to grow. I didn't anticipate that. I mean, it was not as big as it was back in the 1990s and early 2000s, but it's diminished and it's starting to come back a little bit, which is neat. But, yeah, it impacted. I mean, unfortunately, with the new development in Marina Del Rey.
Let's plug your sites, you know, website and social media. How do people find out about the Tuesday nights and what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. So you can follow us on Facebook. Just type in Marina Del Rey Venture McGregor Fleet, and the page will come up. You can certainly press the follow button. We're happy to join you in. And our website, which is just the acronym. So it's MDRVMF.com. So that's Marina Del Rey Venture McGregor Fleet. .com. Just use the acronym. It'll take you right to the site. Or you could just type in the whole name, and our site is up.
Or they could just show up to the sight unseen. No invitation necessary. Show up to the Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club. It's right next to Burton Chase Park on Mindanao, down the street from Trader Joe's in Marina Del Rey. So when are you guys there? After the race, you're hanging out at the bar and grill upstairs?
Absolutely. It's Burgers, Lies, and Fries. Come on up and join us. So after the race, generally we're there about 7:30. The races of the first series that we do, the first three races are free, and then the series one begins. But we're pretty much inside the harbor. After that's done, then we're going to go outside in the open ocean, and then we'll do races out there.
Oh, that's now. What about somebody that wants to get into boating, or they just moved here and they don't have a boat? Can they wander in and get on crew and jump on a boat or meet some people?
Absolutely. And if you go to my website, you can actually find there's a page in there just for crew. People want a crew on boats, or
oh, no
they
kidding.
Can come in and visit. Either way. You know, you just fill out the little questionnaire and then hit the send button, and it'll come right to me, and I'll get the word out to all the skippers who are looking for crew.
You know, back way back when, 70s and earlier, kids used to hang around to get on boats, and parents weren't concerned. They did the Wednesday night with Cal Yacht Club, and they would get on boats, and no one was ever concerned, and they learned how to sail, and, you know, they would get picked up afterwards, and I know that's still going on. There's still a lot of you know what's going on with Cal Yacht Club. Do you know about the Wednesday nights, which has been going on since the marina opened, with the tragic fire that's going to take I don't know months or years to you know fix that club? Are they still having their very important regattas in the Wednesday night, the what they call the Sunset Series? Is that still going on?
That's an excellent question, and absolutely, yes, they're going forward with it, and their motto is the fire is not going to be able to stop us. So they are still going to continue with the Wednesday night races. The Sunset Series is going to go on as scheduled. The venue where they're going to meet for the after race, I'm not sure what they're going to do as of yet. I would visit their website or any of the social sites or social media. Somewhere some is going to pop up where they're going to gather after the event. That part I'm not sure where they're going
to
do, but the races are still on.
That's good. I'm going to have to get somebody from the Cal Yacht Club. Just an iconic club, the Hathaway family, for been here 100 years. And, you know, I found out in one of the interviews, I've had several people from that club on before, that club actually started started out, the Hathaways who owned the, I guess, the Riviera and the Los Angeles Athletic Club, they built that club when the marina was opened. But in the 30s, it was a different club. And when the war started, they needed the docks. And that, for a short period of time, was managed and run by the Coast Guard. So the Coast Guard had a, you know, because it was down, I forgot if it was San Pedro, Long Beach, but they needed that. And then, of course, Marina was opened, and they built that, you know, wonderful club. So that'll take a while. Well, if you're just joining us now, you're listening to The Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick. I'm here every Saturday at 4 p.m. And please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com, where you can listen to our podcast and link to our many guests. And guess what? If you're on race committee, or you're a regatta chair, or an event coordinator at land or at sea, if you need volunteers to help, no matter how small or large, we can help. We got a lot of people, and myself included. I'll come out there, and our sponsor, Raycom, will come out there and provide you with radios, reliable two-way radios. Raycom, they're all over Southern California. And what's interesting, you know, John, what's interesting about Raycom, remember the old Nextel? So they're the antennas.
Yes.
The antennas
very,
for Nextel.
Very familiar with them. Absolutely. And, I work with Raycom just with radios, and they do a phenomenal job. I can't say enough good things about them. But, yes, I do remember those.
You know, I tell you something. I still don't think, with all the little computers in our hand, that it was – you know, it hasn't gotten better. I mean, you had the walkie-talkies. You know, a lot of people don't understand. With radios, you know, VHF radio has their limitations. And the limitation on VHF radio is, you know, line of sight, the earth – the curvature of the earth creates a problem with transmission. So if you're not an antenna on a sailboat way up high, you know, I don't know what it is. You get about 8, 9, 10 miles if there's no interference. But with two-way radios, you're all of Southern California. So I know that the police
correct
departments that use that, the events, you know, taxi cabs, tow truck drivers, you can be in San Diego and you got two-way private radio with, you know, people in your company in Fresno and stuff. So the marine business is yet to use them. Hopefully they'll put a big antenna up there now on Catalina and Channel Islands. You'll have a 150-mile radius, and you'll be able to talk
right
throughout Southern California. A lot of people don't have the ham license. I do, and I'll be part of a clinic with ham license in Marina del Rey. We're setting up right now with the Coast Guard. So it's but you need your ham license for that. And walkie-talkies are very short distance. So, yeah, they're a wonderful addition to the, you know, the Boating Hour, and, you know, one of my good sponsors, that along with Olivia One. But let's get back to you, John. I want to have a little history about you. How did you get into boating? Was this something you started as a kid or late in life? I've talked to people that grew up with the family. I've talked to people that only been doing this a couple years. I even talked to a couple that were getting away from their significant others, and they partnered up to get away from COVID, came back, and got married.
That was my great story. Everybody's got a story. Mine's a little bit long, but I'm going to give you the abridged version, so I won't bore everybody. But I started my boating career very, very late, and nobody in my family or extended family, immediate family, had a boat. And like a lot of people, I thought boating and yachting is for the very, very wealthy and very, very elite. And unless you have billions of dollars, there's no way you're going to get involved with it. I was attending school at UC Santa Barbara. I was in my junior year, and I had received a call from my father saying, you have to come home. Your mother's really, really ill. I need you to help me with my business, because he had to take care of my mom, who sadly passed away from cancer. Mm-hmm. And then a couple months later, my dad got cancer. He was in the hospital. One of my father's colleagues was an avid sailor. I mean, he went out all the time, and he kept inviting me to come out to go sailing with him. And I looked at him and said, you know, I don't need another hobby. You know, that's the whole thing. Finally, I appeased him. I went out on the ocean. I fell in love with it. It was a love on first sight. And I thought it was amazing. These guys were talking in this ancient, you know, Martian language from years and years ago, like, you know, starboard port. I don't know what the hell they were talking about. But I just had a great time. I was amazed you could turn on a sink and water came out of it, and lights came on, and there was no extension cord plugged into the dock. I didn't have a power. I knew nothing about boating. And we're talking about 1984, 85.
Okay, 80s, all right.
Yeah, so I just stuck with it. And
So you were a teenager, right?
No, I was a young 20-year-old kid. I was I was in my 20s. I was my early 20s. I was a youngster. And I just kept hanging out in the marina. And then I purchased my first boat, which was a Thunderbird 27. And I thought it was a race boat. I didn't know that at the time. I thought all boats were kind of the same. And I got on board, and all of a sudden, all these people came up to me, and I started meeting friends, and they started aiming me into directions. I went through the U.S. Coast Guard for official training. And then I would say in about early 1990s, a fantastic gentleman by the name of Mark Brazil, who's had years and years of sailing, invited me.
I know Mark Brazil. Nice guy.
Yeah, he invited me into racing, and he said, back in those days, you had to be invited to get on a boat. He got me on a J24.
Oh, wow.
And it took off from that point on. It's been nonstop, one door after another, door after another door.
He's a known figure in Marina Del Rey. I'd like to get him on the show. Wow, that's fantastic. Well, you know, I started sailing as a little kid with the Scouts. You know, and speaking of the Coast Guard, all month of May, the Torrance Armed Service Parade is coming up on May. Boater Safety Week is coming up the same week. The following week is Memorial Day, and that's Fleet Week at the Battleship Iowa in Long Beach. And I'm going to dedicate the whole month to the Coast Guard and the Space Force. Last year, the featured branch was the Coast Guard. And so it was a real big event for the Coast Guard, and I featured the Coast Guard. This year in May, I'm going to feature a little bit of the Navy. I'm going to talk to the Coast Guard and the Space Force. So we're going to feature the whole month of May, featuring the Armed Service Parade and the Fleet Week. And I do a lot. I'm with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, the volunteer civilians, and we do a lot of boater safety information, and we train all different kinds of levels. And we meet at Delray Yacht Club. We meet every month at Delray Yacht Club and then talk about all the events we do. So it's Coast Guard is a wonderful, wonderful group. You know, as a matter of fact, we had a guest last year, a career person that will be back on the show. So that is Commander Sharkey, runs the Long Beach, L.A. Long Beach station down there. She's retiring after a whole career, so she's going to be on the show, and we'll have somebody from the colonel from the Space Force. So love the Coast Guard. I end my show. You're going to hear it in a little bit because we're coming to the end where I say, let's not forget the Coasties. and my co-host is the Coast Guard teddy bear that protects children when they sleep at night. I'd like to make a version, a Captain Rick Coastie teddy bear, and promote the Coast Guard. Well, you know, this has been wonderful. I really want to thank you for not just coming on the show, but keeping that MacGregor fleet alive. You know, when I had my slip before they built Trader Joe's and Marina Del Rey, the founder that had the MacGregor dealership, his boat was right next to mine. That's where he, and there was a wonderful bunch of people that would come out. Of course, he glassed over and made his keel permanent. But, it was a wonderful boat. You know, it's a MacGregor. I'm glad you keep that alive. And I'm going to start coming out, and I'm going to start seeing you at the club, Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club. Is it every Tuesday?
Every single Tuesday. So starting from March 12th all the way to October 22nd, every Tuesday night. Come on down. We are the first. The gun goes off at 5:55 for the performance fleet.
That's fantastic. So see you at the Santa Monica Windjammers Yacht Club. Opening day's coming up March 9th and 10th. So wander around the marina. It'll be really exciting to see that. The boat show going on all day tomorrow at Pomona Fairplex. And all month of May, Space Force, the Coast Guard Auxiliary, the volunteer civilians, and the Navy. We're going to talk the entire month of May on that. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and that's all the time. I really need you to come back on the show and talk a lot more about sailing, some sailing stories. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful, exciting guests. And, John, I really thank you for coming out. So let's not
You're
forget the Coasties. Here's my plug for the Coasties, protecting our waters, America's lifesavers and guardians of the sea. And remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and safety precautions, there's no place like being out of the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. And speaking of that, John, I'm part of the boater safety classes that the Coast Guard Auxiliary does. All you got to do is email Captain Rick, and I'll set one up at your club or at your yacht club or a group for the boater's car that everybody must have right now. Here at the Boating Hour with Captain Rick, we cover everything that sails, motors, and floats from San Diego to Santa Barbara. Don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com, now on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. I want to thank our sponsors, both Raycom and Livia One. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.